Hello and welcome to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky and I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. This week, major markets end the week slightly down due to rising cases of the coronavirus across the world. Investors are realizing that the return of growth to the global economy is taking much longer than first thought, and the UK advertising watchdog is cracking down on misleading crypto advertising, especially on social media. While the German government grants institutional investors the ability to invest in crypto. On the other side of the world, South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma was sent to jail for 18 months after failing to cooperate in an anti-corruption probe. And cyber attacks are proving to be a much bigger problem, losing investors millions every year. But remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Stay tuned for some important information at the end of this episode. This week, we are talking about why investors tend to overestimate total returns in the short term and underestimate them in the long term, and what this means for you when building a portfolio you can bank on. The excitement of investing when you first start out is similar to watching a football match. Before anything happens, even if you don't admit it, you're already expecting or hoping you'll win, regardless of the odds. If you don't, then why would you watch the match? Or in this case, why would you invest? This expectation is overwhelmingly a good thing, as it often gives us the kick we need to get started. However, it is also the seed of inevitable short-term disappointment. If the markets are kind, you'll see some growth in your investments in the first few months, and this only reinforces the already skewed expectation of short-term total returns. So naturally, you start to anticipate greater and greater short-term returns. Have you ever caught yourself thinking, I've made this much already, so by the end of the year or next year, I can expect to be up by X amount? Try your best not to dwell on such thoughts. The markets are fickle and they can turn, and your expectations may be cut short. It's at this point that most people quit, but that's the markets in the short term anyway. They correct, they adjust, and they move on. On the other hand, looking at the long term, most people only have few or no expectations for themselves in the future, past 5 years or so. Talk less of having any expectations for the markets. Yes, everyone knows that the markets tend to trend upwards, but no one knows the timescale in which the markets will do so. Take the example of the Japanese economy, which has been stuck in a sideways range for the best part of the 21st century. Because you do not know what to expect in the long term, we tend to underestimate the wealth that can actually be accumulated in 10, 15, 20, or 25 years. But we can get a good idea of this from the property world. Look at those who bought their final home 25 years ago and are making their final mortgage payments this year. Most properties would have experienced at least 10 to 30% increase in value, regardless of where they are in the country. This would have been unthinkable when they first bought the property. The same is true for dividend-paying stocks. Even the best compound interest calculator will use some fixed assumptions. You can't accurately take into account dividend hikes, fluctuations in yield on cost as you dollar cost average into your investments, and changes in investor sentiment. Therefore, it is almost inevitable that you will underestimate your potential long-term returns. However, you need to be patient and have the resolve not to sell to actually achieve those returns. If you bought a house this year and next year someone knocks on your door to tell you that your house is now worth 10% less, you wouldn't sell up and move out. That would be crazy, and you would make a huge loss. Your house is still a home that provides you with shelter. Likewise, your stocks are still shares of companies or an asset that pays you dividend regardless of the current price. To an extent, it's not worth trying to calculate what the stock price will be in 10 years, but you can look at the stock's dividend history to inform you of possible future dividends. Even the expectations we have are somewhat imposed on us by the news and society's perceptions. I love keeping up to date with current affairs, but today's news is mostly negative. Let's be real. Everything from the movies we watch to social media loves to portray a dystopian future. Yet in the same vein, we're encouraged to live our best lives now. Sometimes you can be made to feel like everyone else is doing better than you, or that you have to book that holiday, or if you invest in a new hot stock or cryptocurrency, you'll be a millionaire by the end of the month. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but this is nothing more than reckless entertainment, nothing else. The unseen danger is that consistent exposure to this rhetoric unknowingly influences our expectations, both now and in the future. Many new investors think a 10% return in a month is normal, but the truth is that the market only really returns around 7% annually in a good year, before we even consider taxes, inflation, and fees. Others think that if you don't make money right away, then you must be wrong. Or if you don't go all in now, you miss this opportunity and there'll never be another opportunity like it in the future. This is total rubbish. Let's look at Amazon, for example. Even after the dot-com bubble, there have been dozens of opportunities to buy Amazon stock at a relatively bargain price, all of which would have made you money if you still held them today. If you're investing today, or even thinking of investing today, then it's likely you've already experienced a gradual improvement of living standards at some point in your life. The fact that you can listen to this podcast wherever you are means that you're benefiting in some way from humanity's advancement. In exactly the same way, it is possible for anyone to also benefit from the growing global wealth by investing. You may not have experienced your wealth growing so far in your investment journey, but it is only a matter of time. A lack of investing experience will limit your understanding of your possible future returns. The only way to gain experience is to be invested, actually going through the ups and the downs of your investment journey. You don't need to fall victim to the same misplaced, short-term, overhyped expectations or the dampened long-term estimates that are limiting most investors. So what have we learned today? First, our expectations help us get started, but don't let your expectations determine your investments. Remember that the markets can always surprise you. You don't know the future, so plan for the worst, but hope for the best. Second, society and the news are only focused on today, and today is almost over. But tomorrow is not here yet, so stay focused and keep your head in the game. Last, and most importantly, you gain your investing experience on your journey, not the destination. So if you haven't started investing yet, start today. Why not use the link in the episode notes above for a free share with Freetrade or Trading 212? Thank you. Next week, we will be talking about why being distracted by profit and loss can cost you much more than you expect, and why you should focus on cash flow from dividends rather than stock price appreciation when building a portfolio you can bank on. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bank on Dividends if you like what you heard today, or you just have a question to ask me, or you want to give me some feedback. Thank you all for listening. My name is Banky, and remember, no matter what happens in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.
The views expressed in this podcast are meant solely for inspiration and entertainment purposes. Nothing stated in this podcast should be considered financial, economic, legal, accounting, or tax advice. Dividends are never guaranteed. This recording does not address all risks. No comments made in this podcast should be considered as an endorsement for any investment or investment strategy. This recording should not be considered as an offer or solicitation to sell, buy or subscribe to any financial instruments or product, securities or any derivative instrument. All data used is believed to be valid and accurate on the date it is first published and is presented on an as-is basis and is subject to change without notice. Listeners should seek their own financial, tax, legal, regulatory and other advice regarding the appropriateness or otherwise of investing in any investments and or pursuing any investment strategies. Any decision made by a party after listening to this recording shall be on the basis of its own research and not be influenced or based on any view expressed in this podcast. You will solely bear the responsibility for any investment you make and liability for any loss arising from the use of all information provided.